好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Oh, hey guys, Jenny, I'm sorry I was late today. I was busy watching this really new popular show, Squid Game.
哎，这部戏现在真的美国加拿大火到不行， Everyone's talking about it. 然后最有意思的是它不是一部美剧，它是一部韩剧。
That's right, it is a K-drama, Korean drama.
对，那这部韩剧为什么在美国引起这么大的一股热潮呢？ What is it about?
Well, put it this way, it is not a very happy show.
我必须说这部戏我就看不进去 It's not my thing 我真的没有那么喜欢它但是我觉得这部戏还是一部出色的电视剧啊所以我们今天的节目呢 We will talk a little bit about this show But we are also going to teach you 就是英语里面你喜欢一个东西或者你不是太喜欢一个东西要怎么来表达
Right, I think the corner, the angle that Jenny picked for this show is not only very interesting, but will also be very helpful for you guys.
你刚刚讲的 K-drama, 用来形容韩剧,对吧?
Right, just like K-pop.
好像现在只代表韩国的东西,特别流行文化方面,我们经常就用一个字母 K, 哈。但记住，韩剧不是 KTV， 是 K-drama。
Well, not yet. Maybe that's their next move, is to take over KTV.
但是这部韩剧 Squid Game 在美国那么火，是因为 it's on Netflix， 就是美国最大的这个视频在线观看的平台。So that's why so many Americans are watching it.
Yeah, that's right. And it really has become...the biggest hit of 2021, I guess, on Netflix.
对，而且我还看报道说它是 Netflix 有史以来最 hit, 最火的一部电视剧，就一部韩剧，还刷新很多项的记录。
Right, so some people are saying this is a surprise hit. I'm personally not very surprised, but it is definitely a huge hit.
所以 hit, H-I-T, 我们是可以用它来形容特别火的不管是电视剧、电影或者歌曲对吧 So as long as you say something is a hit, it means it's very popular, it's very viral.
Right, that's right. So just remember here, guys, hit can be a noun.
对不是打人的 hit, I guess 就是它带来很大的冲击嘛所以 it's a hit show.
It's something that everyone is talking about around the water cooler.
对，另外一个说法说一部电视剧或者电影特别的火，你也可以说 it's a water cooler show. Water cooler 就是饮水机，所以这个比喻就是大家在办公室什么在饮水机那儿倒水的时候都会讲一部电视剧，就来反映它有多么受欢迎，多么火哈。
Exactly, it's the kind of thing we like to talk about when we're avoiding work.
So it's a water cooler show. Yeah, 这个 Squid Game 真的是今年最火的一部 water cooler show. 但我觉得你刚刚讲它是一个 surprise hit 也没错。之所以那么 surprising 就是因为 because it's a K-drama. 所以对于美国人来说他要看字幕或者他要去听那个配音还是有一些 barrier, 有一些隔阂的。
Right, but don't forget, Jenny, that a Korean movie has already made big waves in America. It has already taught Americans how to read subtitles.
就是 Parasite, 寄生虫哈。
Right, so that's why I'm saying I'm not super surprised. I know that there is a market for this stuff. Just in the past,Nobody was serving that market.
我觉得 Squid Game 它就有点像寄生虫结合饥饿游戏。
Right, right, the Hunger Games.
Yeah, so it's really like Parasite meets Hunger Games. 前面我们讲那个字幕和配音啊，字幕用英语怎么说？
Subtitles.
So you can say I watch Squid Game with subtitles, or some people prefer to watch the dubbed version with dubbing.
Right, so it's always with subtititles or with dubbing.
Dubbing 就是配音啊。好，那我们做那么多铺垫 let's talk about what Squid Game is about.
Okay, so if you guys have not heard about this show, it is about...456 contestants who are playing this game, and the game has a really big grand prize.
就它是一部 survival drama， 我们说的生存的游戏，但在这个戏里它的生存真的就是 if you lose in a game you get shot， which is also why I really can't get into this show because it is very violent、
mm.
就是他们每一集这456个人就会组成不同的队，然后他们会玩一个什么韩国传统的儿童游戏，但是不是输掉那一个人，因为每一次那个队会有很多人嘛，输掉的They all get shot. 所以就像那种 mass shooting, it's, yeah. So I find that aspect really hard to watch. It's a tough watch for me.
Right. So it's interesting because we have this phrase, life or death, which we、mm. often use in a very abstract way. Whereas this show, the creators of this show are saying, well, what if we used life or death in a real situation?
对，那为什么这部戏这么的 life and death 呢？就是刚刚 Adam 说的这些456个参赛者，他们每个人都欠了很多的债。然后他这个 game 最后只有一个 winner， 那个人就会赢很多很多的钱。 I think it's like 456 billion won， 就好像有几百万美金吧，等于。然后他的生活，他可以把所有的债都还掉，然后生活就此完全就会被改变。但对于其他的人来说， you lose and you die。 然后我看就对这部戏导演监制的这个采访，他就说在韩国很多人是欠债， it's a big problem in Korea。
Right, well, it's just like Parasite in that sense, right? This is a critique of Korean society and the massive wealth disparity there, the wealth inequality, and the fact that if you are a member of the vast majority of society, you have so much personal debt in your lives.
Mm.是是，所以刚 Adam 说这部电视剧是对韩国社会的一个批判哈，批判是 critique， 我们知道动词去批评批判 to criticize， 名词就是 it's a critique of something。
That's right。
对，所以我觉得这部电视剧其实它的主题还是很深刻的，而且也很有意义，很有价值啊。 But for me, yeah, it's such a tough watchTough watch 就是我很难看下去，其中最大的原因还是里面那个 violence, you know, watching people getting shot, and also it's a very dystopic world, right?
Oh, right, that's a good word, dystopic. Dystopia is the noun. Opposite of utopia, the happy place, is dystopia, the terrible future that nobody wants.
对 ,utopia, 乌托邦理想国 ,dystopia, 反乌托邦，就是 it's almost like hell, 像地狱对吧 ?but you still need to live there, 然后就很黑暗 ,it's super dark.
Right, right, so Jenny says it's a tough watch, and because it's really violent and really gory, it can be pretty hard to stomach as well.
你可以说 something is hard to stomach, 就是难以下咽啊。我们中文也有同样的比喻嘛。So, I think that's a perfect segue to our next part of the show, 就是教大家如何表达，如果你不是很喜欢一个东西，一个东西不是那么合你的胃口，你的 stomach, 你的 appetite。
Right, so once again, I need to give Jenny a really big 赞 here for picking a great angle for the show.
没有，因为我自己感觉就是很多东西不是它不好、
mm.
而是它对吧，就不合你个人的喜好或者口味。It's not to your personal taste. 就像 Squid Game, I admire the show. Like,、right. I admire the courage of the show. But it's not my cup of tea.
Okay, great place to start. So I know many of you guys have heard this phrase before. Not my cup of tea. Swimming, you know, it's great, but it's not my cup of tea.
这可能是我们最早学的一个俗语，如何表达 you don't really like something, right? 哎，中文其实我们讲不是我的菜。
菜 right, right, right.
It's not my dish.
Right, now we included it here today for one main reason, and that is I hear many of my Chinese friends say, this is my cup of tea. You know, swimming is my cup of tea.
这不对吗？反过来不就说你喜欢吗？
We usually just say something is not my cup of tea.
啊，所以这个表达在英语里面基本上就是 negative, 否定的，就说你不太喜欢一个东西哈。
Exactly.
比如 Squid Game is not my cup of tea. It's not my jam.
Not your jam. Okay, jam is a good one here. This is another great phrase.
对，反正怎么表达不喜欢，就是很多是 not my 什么什么哈。那这个 jam, J-A-M, 不是果酱吗？涂在面包上面的果酱。
Right, you don't like strawberry jam, you only like raspberry jam.
就跟 tea 一样，是不是也用吃的东西、吃喝的东西来形容啊？
No, actually, jam is a word that is used a lot in different musical contexts, and here it just basically means my song, the song that I like.
但是不一定只局限于歌曲是吧比如这部电视剧 It's not my jam 你也可以这样说、啊
right.
It's not a song
Right. I mean the meaning of jam here is not the jam that you put on bread
Okay 哎，你可以说比如一个人你对他不太感冒你可以说 Oh, he's not my jam
That's fine This
He's
one,
not my cup of tea
He's not my cup of tea He's not my jam Those are both fine I hope you're not talking about me though
No. 但我可以说 you're not my thing 吗?
This one, that sounds a little bit strange. Yeah, he is not my thing.
对,但这个表达很好啊,就是你不太喜欢的东西,你可以说 oh, it's not my thing. 那当然 thing 是东西,对吧?
Right.
That's why Adam says, 你如果用它来,用这个表达来形容一个人就会很怪。Because they're a person, 你不要说 that's not my thing.
Yeah, he's not really my thing, exactly. Maybe you could say like, something about him is not really your thing, or something that he does or he says is not really your thing.
所以我们今天所有教的这些表达其实是非常简单的但是它们很实用很地道 Instead of just say I didn't really like it、
right.
你可以用我们刚刚教你所有的这些 alternatives
Exactly Now there is another one too that we use a lot at Open Language which is something really speaks to me or something really does not speak to me
那这里的 speak 就是说话的那个 speak 啊可是当我们这样用它的用这个词的时候呢就是说这个东西能不能引起你的共鸣
Right, so another more formal way we could say this is resonate. That really resonates with me. But in daily speech, we can just say speak. That really speaks to me.
Squid Game 我觉得有点奇怪 I think the subject matter 它的这个主题 does speak to me But the gore, the violence does not speak to me
Fair, that's fair
好那教了大家如何表达不喜欢不是你的菜之后呢 Let's move on to 如果你真的很喜欢 Squid Game 或者其他的一些东西可以怎么说啊
Well, let's reuse one of our earlier phrases Squid Game is totally my jam
Oh, 是你的 jam, 就是那个 J-A-M 啊。
That's the jam.
诶,你刚刚说 it's totally my jam, 所以就更加的强调了我真的很喜欢这个东西是太合我的口味太合我的品味和喜好了。
Right. Spelling is totally my jam.
真的吗?你热爱拼写。It's right up your alley.
It's right up my alley, exactly. Now, an alley, of course, is just a small lane in a city. More importantly, when we say right up one's alley, it just means it's totally suited for them.
Alley 就是小道啊，一条很小的路。但是这里说 right up my alley 是来比喻这个东西非常的合适你，非常的贴合你的喜好。It ticks all the boxes for you.
Yes. Okay, this is a newer phrase, and I really, really like this one because you can just think about somebody with a piece of paper that says, for example,What makes a show good? And you could say, oh, characters, story, tick. So this tick is just writing a little check mark or tick mark in a box.
所以我们也可以说 it checks all the boxes for me, right?
Both are fine. Because you can picture the same action. That person sitting there with the list, you know, oh, this also has...critique of Korean society. Oh, I love critiques of Korean society. Tick.
对，所以这里我们用来比喻的就是像你的一个 list, 一个清单，然后里面有很多你的条件，对吧？然后旁边都有一个小方块，如果这个东西满足你的喜好，你就 check check, 打勾打勾打勾，然后 if something ticks or checks all the boxes for you, 那肯定就是特别符合你的喜好啊。
Right, so we have another phrase that we can use here, which is tailor-made.
哦，我喜欢就穿衣服，最好的衣服就是要 tailor made， 裁缝定制。
Exactly, and so a really good show, a really good novel or movie would follow the same sort of idea. So we have this phrase tailor made for somebody.
嗯，对 ，tailor 就是裁缝嘛。那 if something is tailor made for you， 就是就为你一个人做的，那它怎么能不适合你呢？对吧
？Right. Now, this phrase is one that we do often use with the word like. It's like it was tailor-made because, of course, it's not tailor-made. I doubt a show is tailor-made for you unless you are very, very, very wealthy.
就完全就像，就好像 it's like it's tailor-made for me.
Exactly.
但我们今天所有教的这些说法，不管是喜欢还是不喜欢，除了看电视剧、电影可以用，其他的都可以用啊，很广泛这些用途。
Seriously, yeah. So again, books, food, hobbies, anything. This show, I mean, this show that you are listening to right now, maybe you love it, maybe you hate it, and either way, we would really like to know.
但我们希望 you know, our show really speaks to you.
I hope something about our show speaks to you.
好，那我还没问你呢。Is Squid Game your jam? Is it your thing?
You know, I don't really like the blood and guts and violence either, Jenny, but I do like the critique. So I think I would rather consume this media in book form, where I don't need to see bang, 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 bang all the time, and I can just sort of read the words.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家有没有听说或者有看过这个 Squid Game 鱿鱼游戏？What do you think about it?
Does it tick all the boxes for you?
Come and let us know in today's comments. 希望大家在留言专区跟我们分享。好，那今天的节目就到这儿。We will see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.